Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Sports Group says new facility could be a success. A sports facility development company believes the city of Odessa would be able to make a $14 million sports complex a financial success if it forms a public-private partnership to build it. Synergy Global founder Jason Bowdry also told the city council Tuesday night he believes the best location for the complex would be in Parks Bell Ranch, but he also revealed he has just learned ICA Properties has expressed an interest in selling at least 20 acres at the end of Yukon Road to the city. Mayor Javier Hovind directed council members Mark Mata and Denise Warner and their Quality of Life Committee to more fully explore the ICA proposal and several other options in the coming weeks. He hopes a decision will be made by July. On February 14th, the Odessa City Council agreed to hire Synergy Global for $15,000 to conduct a sports complex feasibility study. More than 3,100 residents participated in a 10-question online survey gauged to determine their top priorities, and several more residents attended two community meetings on the facility. The vast majority of participants want the facility to either be in District 2 or District 4, Bowdry said. They also listed basketball and volleyball courts at the top of their wish list, followed by indoor turf, baseball fields, and indoor batting cages. After looking at the demographics and socioeconomics, sports participation rates, competitors, the size and components of the city's courts and fields, possible partnerships, and construction costs, Bowdry said he believes the city's best bet is to build a 70,000-square-foot facility with 6 basketball courts and 12 volleyball courts. A $1.5 million track would be purchased later, he said. For an extra $10 million, the city could add 4 300-foot baseball-softball fields. Such a facility would accommodate a 144-team volleyball tournament and a 50-team basketball tournament, he said. With the inclusion of the outdoor fields, the city could bring in $133,724 during year one, which is a 9% profit margin, and by year five, they'd bring in $738,936 annually for a 31% profit margin, Bowdry said. If the city were to add ice rinks, they would lose $2 million to $250 million over the first 5 years because there's just not enough of a market to support the daily operating expenses, Bowdry said. Weekend tourneys would not bring in enough money. Before ICA entered the picture in recent days, Synergy had identified 4 potential sites for the complex: city-owned land near the Ector County Jail, private land at I-20 and Loop 338, private land behind Home Depot known as the McKnight Family Ranch, and private land at the end of Fadre Road known as the Parks Bell Ranch. The city needs a minimum of 60 acres to build a facility, but ideally they'd obtain 70 to 90 acres for a future expansion, Bowdry said. Many of the proposed sites are in floodplains, Bowdry said. He recommends Parks Bell because it's in the path of future development, but it is privately owned, so the city could have to strike a deal with the owners. PSI. In other matters, the city council also heard a presentation from Performance Services Incorporated, a company that would like to sign an energy savings performance contract with the city, similar to one they currently have with Odessa College. The 220-employee company tries to find ways school districts and municipalities can save money through capital improvement projects, and if those projects don't work, the company compensates them. PSI finds third-party financing for the capital improvement projects using the city's credit rating, and they get paid based on the construction projects as they are completed. After 18 months to 2 years, a third-party analysis is done to ensure the city actually has saved the amount of money promised. They are guaranteed savings projects. If we tell you we'll save you $100,000, by law, we either have to cut you a check if we don't make that, or we are saving you that money. And I believe we only ever once had a situation where we were delayed a couple of months on getting production, and yes, we compensated the city for that. So things that are outside of our control, we still have to make sure that the city is even, said Business Development Manager Jenna Shadowitz. The city is not permitted to spend even $1. They have to be cash flow neutral, if not cash flow positive. Shadowitz was joined by Business Development Managers Chip Woods, Water Specialist Ryan Quigley, and Engineer Cy Gannonson, who told the council they've identified a handful of ways the city can make money. They think the city could replace all 45,000 of the city's water meters, upgrade the wastewater treatment plant, build a 2 million gallon elevated water tank on the north side of town, and convert all of the city's buildings to LED lighting. The group noted 6,000 of the city's water meters can't be read right now, and due to staff shortages, employees are estimating monthly usage of some meters regularly. In addition, they noted the city's meters have antiquated moving parts that malfunction regularly and can't be replaced. New meters don't have moving pieces. The council asked PSI to provide them additional documentation on how the capital improvement projects would be funded. Once that information is obtained, the council will be asked to give PSI permission to hire third-party vendors to confirm their findings. If the vendors do confirm the findings on a report, the city would pay for the report and either move forward with a PSI contract or table discussions for another time, or if the findings aren't supported, the city could still own the report, but PSI would have to pay for the report. Shadowitz also addressed a Tuesday Odessa American article. The article reported a PSI subcontractor pleaded guilty last April to bribing a member of the Mission School Board $30,000 to support an energy savings performance contract with the company. The article further stated PSI won a $500,000 judgment against the company owned by the subcontractor, but the cities of Roma and Mission canceled their contracts. The OA also revealed the Progress Times newspaper reported that Jeremy T. Lankin of Aquametrics pleaded guilty to federal money laundering charges in March 2022. The newspaper reported Lankin was working at Aquametric when the Aqua Special Utility District in Hidalgo County signed an $11.6 million contract with Performance Services Incorporated. Federal prosecutors said Lankin was told the company would contract with Aquametric if Aquametric hired certain people, including a person B, who served on the La Jolla School Board. Because Performance Services Incorporated had a contract with the La Jolla Independent School District and couldn't pay Person B directly, they agreed Lankin would pay Person B a finder's fee of just over $15,000, federal prosecutors said. The Aqua SUD filed a lawsuit against Performance Services Incorporated last year. According to the Progress Times, the district installed new water meters and replaced old light bulbs with LEDs after signing an $11.6 million contract. According to the lawsuit, Performance Services Incorporated promised the contract would pay for itself in energy savings, but the district is now saddled with millions of dollars of debt. The utility district, which had demanded more than $1 million in damages, has since agreed to go through arbitration with a company. We, in 2021, had a rogue employee, and he was working with some cities in the valley, and some of that stuff was under investigation. At no point was Performance Services ever the focus. We are not under investigation, and it is worth noting no previous employee or current employee have been indicted in the entire Hidalgo County situation, Shadowitz said. We just wanted to get that out there. We are very transparent. We're happy to get you with our in-house counsel or any of our attorneys if you have questions. Shadowitz said her company has had more than 600 projects and 52% of their customers are repeat customers. Quick hits, 9th Annual Lynx West Texas Hold'em. Odessa Lynx has scheduled the 9th Annual West Texas Hold'em fundraiser at 6 p.m. Friday at Dos Amigos, 4700 North Golder Avenue. There will be a poker tournament, food and drink, a silent auction, door prizes, and more. Tickets start at $100. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/59A56HEU. La Mafia y Grupo Signo. La Hacienda Event Center, 12600 Highway 191 Midland, has scheduled La Mafia and Grupo Signo at 8 p.m. Friday. Visit tinyurl.com/FFXASTX4. Odessa Late Spring Sports Classes. Best Beginner Edge Sports Training, Youth Sports Texas, has scheduled late spring sports classes for kids 16 months to 10 years old Saturdays and Sundays, April 15th through May 20th. Admission is $96 per person. Visit tinyurl.com/MR2NX6FY. Telethon, the Permian Basin Rehab Center's annual telethon, will take place Saturday and Sunday live on News West 9. The patient representative this year is Jace Rodriguez, who also had the honor of lighting the community Christmas tree at Optimus Park back in December. Visit tinyurl.com/3BMPV2EP. Texas Warrior Mud Out. Be the Change Permian Basin has scheduled the Texas Warrior Mud Out Saturday at Rock the Desert, 2000 FM 1788 Midland. Packets may be picked up at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Kids Crusade Race starts at 8 a.m. Group Advanced Race starts at 8:45 a.m. Group Intermediate Race starts at 9:30 a.m. and Group Beginner Race starts at 10:15 a.m. Teams will complete obstacles over roughly a 5-kilometer course that will rely on team skills and support. Teams should be a minimum of 3, but there is no max. Visit tinyurl.com/MT74Y3U2. Odessan accused on felony charges. An Odessa man was arrested last week on drug and weapons charges. According to an Ector County Sheriff's Office report Wednesday, a deputy was dispatched to the 3600 block of North Cayley Avenue around 11 p.m. April 3rd about a wanted person. When the deputy arrived, he found Adriel Lucas Molinar, 19, in a minivan in the driveway, and he smelled marijuana coming from it, the report stated. While searching the van, he found a firearm that had been reported stolen in Winkler County and 10 THC bars in various flavors. While booking Molinar in the Ector County Jail, another deputy found a Xanax pill and a crushed-up Xanax bar in Molinar's wallet, the report stated. Molinar was booked on suspicion of theft of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of a dangerous drug. He was released Tuesday after posting surety bonds totaling $31,000. The controlled substance charge is a second-degree felony, punishable by 2 to 20 years in prison. OPD searching for man in shooting investigation. The Odessa Police Department issued a press release Tuesday afternoon that a 26-year-old man is being investigated for his role after a 19-year-old man was shot Monday evening. The shooting took place in the 300 block of Patterson, and the 19-year-old man was transported to a local hospital with serious bodily injury. OPD said DeMontavian Fonte Rogers, 26, is currently being investigated for his role in this incident. Rogers is possibly occupying a maroon early model SUV, possibly a Jeep Cherokee. Rogers currently has a warrant out of Midland County for a grand jury indictment, original offense of assault of pregnant woman, a third-degree felony. He is also wanted for evading in a motor vehicle, a third-degree felony, possession of a controlled substance, a third-degree felony, and possession of marijuana. Additional charges are pending. Anyone with information in reference to his whereabouts is encouraged to contact OPD at 432-333-3641 or Odessa Crime Stoppers at 432-333-TIPS. Not the best treatment for alcohol abuse. Dear Dr. Roach, are there any supplements that can reduce alcohol abuse? Answer: alcohol abuse is an enormous problem affecting over 100 million people worldwide in any given year, with 3 million deaths a year, for which there is no single solution. Recognizing that one has a problem is a critical, necessary first step, and one that is often never taken. Once a person recognizes they have a problem, whether they realize it themselves, a friend or family member helps them to, or a clinician recognizes it for them, then there are many options for treatment. These can involve psychosocial treatments, including brief physician intervention, help from a mental health professional, and mutual help groups like AA, medication treatment, or both. Many people benefit most from combined behavioral interventions, and some people benefit from medication treatments on top of combined psychosocial programs. There are many medications that have been used for that group of people with problem drinking who have not had a good response to psychosocial interventions alone. The best evidence is with naltrexone or acamprosate, both of which seem to target the underlying mechanism of addiction. Certain anti-seizure and anti-depression medications have shown effectiveness, probably outside of their primary mechanism of treating seizures or depression. I'm not aware of any over-the-counter supplements that have good evidence to support their use in helping people reduce problem drinking. Recent evidence shows that psilocybin, a hallucinogen found in certain mushrooms, may help with problem drinking, deserving further study before it could possibly be used clinically. Your regular doctor is a good place to start with getting help in reducing problem drinking, but an addiction specialist is likely to have more expertise in that area.
Here was the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, April 13th. Gay couple struggle with family's odd estrangement. Dear Abby, I'm a gay man. My husband and I have been together almost 9 years, married less than one. 7 years ago, my mother-in-law decided I was no longer allowed to speak to her or her family. When my husband asked her why, she was unable to give him a clear answer, but insists it has nothing to do with us being gay. Anytime my husband mentions my name or the life we have together, she changes the subject. I offered to write her a letter, but my husband doesn't think it would be a good idea. He used to be close to his family, but with each passing year, the relationship becomes more strained. My mother-in-law followed a similar pattern when my brother-in-law married his wife. When they had their first child, my mother-in-law's behavior did a 180, and she welcomed him into the family. Now that we're married, my husband and I have begun the process of adopting from the foster care system. I assume my in-laws will want a relationship with their grandchildren, but I don't know if I can let go of how they've treated us. The strain has been especially tough on my husband. At times, it almost broke us up. I would value a relationship with my in-laws, but as things stand, I wouldn't want them around our future children. What can we do to improve this relationship before kids come into our lives? Signed, Issues with the In-Laws. Dear Issues, there may be nothing you and your husband can do. When her children fell in love and married, your mother-in-law may, on some level, have felt abandoned and felt the need to punish. That she came around when your sister-in-law's baby entered the picture is admirable. It's possible she relented because she recognized that if she didn't, she'd be unable to have anything to do with her grandchild. That said, do not assume she will mellow if you and her son successfully adopt. It seems the only predictable thing about the woman is her unpredictability. Dear Abby, at a party recently, I met the 20-something daughter of a friend of mine. The daughter is friendly, intelligent, and very nice. I told my available 20-something son about my friend's daughter and offered to get her number from my friend, the mom. I said he could call the daughter if he was interested. I only suggested this to him. He was outraged and insisted it was weird for his mother to fix him up. He concluded, "Ask Dear Abby." So I'm asking. Was it weird for me to ask my friend about her daughter's availability and pass along her phone number? He can call or not, and if he does, the two of them can determine if they want to meet. What say you? Thanks. Signed, California Mom. Dear California Mom, weird? Heck no. In some circles, what you did is how matches are made. Thousands, maybe millions of other mothers have done the same thing. Too bad your son reacted so negatively. Even if they weren't romantically interested, they might have become friends. You can never have enough of those.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.